9:26. I want to be clear. The legislation that Ron Johnson is proposing and trying to get co-sponsors would allow people to keep the insurance policies they now have, as promised, again and again and again and again, and I'm not exaggerating, and again and again and again, by President Obama. And I guarantee the amount of agains I just had was not an exaggeration. He said it over and over and over. No, you can't. Yes, they knew it. It was by design. And what Ron Johnson is proposing is not a fix to Obamacare. It would help collapse it. Because it's by design that they get people off the insurance that they have. In many cases, modest benefits, high deductibles, because that's what those people wanted. You no longer have that luxury. And as Ron pointed out, if you have an employer-provided plan, you are not immune from this. They're going to have to meet the same requirements, and your costs will rise. This is what we were talking about. Now, the train wreck of the website, much worse than anybody would have imagined. This is a train wreck by design. They put this forcing people onto the exchanges. They are trying to collapse the private insurance industry. That's what they're trying to do. What Ron is saying is, no, while there is still time, let's pass legislation actually allowing people to keep the policies they have, or in other words, dent the requirements of Obamacare. It's going to be very, very difficult for Democrats to say, no, we're not doing that. This is going to be tough because people are going to be outraged about this. And again, it's not until people see what's going on with their employer-provided insurance for next year that they're going to realize how many people this is really going to impact. I spoke with Ron Johnson earlier today, and he said tongue-in-cheek, so if you're represented by a Democratic senator, and I think we have one in Wisconsin, I agree with Ron. I think we do because she has been the invisible woman, has Tammy Baldwin, through most of this debate. I urge you to call her and urge her to support Ron's legislation. I'm going to give her Madison, not her Washington number. I'm going to give her Madison number. I'll give you about 15 seconds here to get something to write with. This is not a toll-free number. And I know some of you, well, I can't afford a long-distance call. Well, then don't call. I get that. I know, but I do get that. Yes, in 2013, I still get people telling me that. I do. But for those of you who can, I'm giving the number to you. No, I'm not going to give it out an email number. It does not, or email address. Does not have the same impact. I will be doing this several times throughout the show. I will do it right now. It's area code 608. 264-5338. Area code 608-264-5338. One more time in this segment. 608-264-5338. Ask Senator Baldwin not only to support, but co-sponsor, not to vote for, but co-sponsor Senator Johnson's bill to allow you to really keep the insurance you like. More on this in 5. It's 9:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.